Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org. We also have a great app. WCWP Radio, and that just brings you right to the show live. We've been speaking with Celia Bino, who's a Nassau County legislator and a North Hempstead person. We're just so happy to have you here with us. And before we went to break, you know, we were talking a little bit about technology, and I like, you know, your point was well taken that even if you can't hop on to a Zoom call or a meeting, you can always go to your website and click on the link. So there, it's just such a win-win for that. So.
Well, and I'd say it's very timely because apparently Governor Cuomo might be listening to our radio show currently. I just got notified as you guys were talking about technology that they're signing into law that internet providers are going to need to provide high-speed internet to low-income households. So I thought that, you know, because that's a topic I know of Project Independence that comes up is that, you know, This is kind of the way to the future. But unfortunately, some people aren't unable to afford that, you know, and then with remote learning and working from home, all these things. So that was a good thing. So we'll see where that kind of unfolds.
Right. Seniors who are on a fixed income weren't planning for internet access when they were, you know, planning their future.
Right. So now that that's going to be an option, you know, with these internet providers, I think will be great. So.
I think that's wonderful.
Great. Thanks. Thanks for a little
hot topic, hot news, newsflash.
More good stuff.
Well, since we're just throwing things out here, I was reading that you're involved with several community grievance workshops. And what I like about that idea, frankly, is that it enables open communication within the communication with the people who maybe can do something about it, or frankly, maybe say, no, we can't do anything about it. And that's just the way it is, which is also an answer. Maybe some people won't accept it, but sometimes that is the answer. So I was just curious as to your exposure to that and what types of grievances you heard.
Yeah, so, you know, the workshops were provided through the Office of Assessment, and they were very informative. They had each person who participated had an opportunity to ask questions. While not live through audio, they were able to put their questions in the chat and all the questions were answered. Again, the videos is uploaded so people can watch it over and over if there's parts of the tutorial that they feel that they need to review, they can do that. What we're finding is that, you know, through the reassessment, families are looking at their assessed value and they're finding some things that need to be tweaked, things that changed in their community maybe from the time that the reassessment was done. You know, there's developing happening across Nassau County. So there were one or two folks that, you know, had developments that were built around them and they felt as though that would impact their assessment. And we also had a couple of folks that felt as though when they looked at their comparables, the sales prices of the homes that sold around their property or that were similar to their property, they felt that the prices were skewed. So they were going to be able to address those things. The beauty of those assessment seminars and workshops is that folks don't have to engage a third party and part of their savings then goes to pay that third party. So that's part of the benefit of having these assessment workshops. And, you know, we're seeing that people are still, you know, applying for grievances in record numbers. And Otto, you're right. You know, everyone who files is not going to, you know, be successful. And sometimes the answer, you know, is going to have to be, no, we feel that you're assessed appropriately. But there's going to be a a huge effort to make sure that they get out and review some of these concerns so that, you know, we can serve the residents appropriately during this process.
Okay.
Yeah, so what other stuff is going on at the county that would be like, just some good information, not just for the seniors, but this is the talk of the town segment too, where we just are providing really good information, any kind of helpful information, like, and even how to get in touch with you for, and what areas specifically you're covering.
Sure. I pick up the a part of Hicks. I'm actually one of the few legislators that represents a part of all three towns. So I pick up a part of Hicksville, which would be
lucky you.
Yeah, exactly. That picks up a part of town of Oyster Bay. And so then I come out and I pick up the village of Westbury where I reside. So, and then I pick up all of Newcastle, which is part of the town of North Hempstead. Then I go out and the rest of the district is really in the town of Hempstead and the village of Hempstead. So I pick up Uniondale, and then I pick up all of a big part of Hempstead. Then I pick up all of Lakeview and a part of Rockville Center. So the district is,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty expansive. And you know, the needs of the district changes as I go through the different communities. It's been a labor of love. I work very closely with, you know, the three towns to make sure that the services are being delivered. And then the two villages that are also part of the district. You know, right now we're in recovery mode at the county. We're trying our best to create programs that come out that will be able to help small businesses, that would be able to help those that are looking for jobs. Next week, where the county is going to be hosting a fair, a job, I believe it's next week, don't hold me to it. It'll be up on my website at the legislature, but we're gonna be hosting a job fair to let people know about what opportunities are available in county government. So we know that people are hurting out there, in terms of being able to be gainfully employed. And we know that our small businesses need us more now than they ever have, given all the restrictions and that have limited their ability to, you know, be as accessible and be as available to their patrons as they usually would be. So there are definitely programs that are rolling out, and I suspect with the additional funding that we'll be getting from the federal government, there will be more programs. We also created a rental assistance programs for those that became late with their rent. We are reviewing those applications and we'll be able to fund some of those rental arrears directly to the landlord to assist them in being able to maintain their homes.
I'm sure there has been a lot of that. And a lot. Yeah. So that sounds like a great program. I'm still just in shock that you're responsible for three towns, two village cities, and
very diverse.
So like Otto said, it goes right back to what Otto says, right? I'm only as good as my team. Right. And so I really, you know, the collaborative efforts with, you know, leadership like the town of North Hempstead that I enjoy here with, you know, Supervisor Judy Bosworth and Town Councilwoman Viviana Russell, you know, the village mayors and the trustees and just my, you know, my office staff right now, which is a one band member. I have one staffer right now. We're looking to maybe expand a little bit more, but during COVID, my one staffer and I, we pulled it off. I would go in and, you know, when I could answer phone calls with him, especially when we were getting bombarded with calls about COVID. I was working from home, trying to add names to lists. And then in the Hempstead portion of our district, the state came out twice, given the density of that community. They came out twice and did two pop-ups. And we walked those buildings, apartment buildings in Hempstead to make sure that our seniors, in particular, we walked two senior facilities and some of our family buildings to make sure that we were able to get people vaccinated. So it's a teamwork effort. It's effort that that requires a lot of collaboration, but when the heart of the people are in service, you'd be surprised how much you can get done.
You know, I'm kind of thinking that another topic that's going to come up is once COVID simmers down, cannabis, recreational and medical, mm-hmm. is going to become a hot potato, if you will. You know, how to, like I read, you know, the state says this, and a lot of local governments basically are saying, no, we have our own opinion on this. So I can visualize somebody like yourself getting pretty deep into that eventually.
So what we have now is that the way the law was included in this budget that rolled out is that the local municipalities, so the three towns here in Nassau, will make a decision as to, you know, how they plan to deal with cannabis. The Nassau County Legislature, just this past Monday, we passed a bill unanimously to restrict any open use of marijuana in our parks and in our public spaces. So we are committed to make sure that, you know, when young people and families are in our parks, that they will not have to be troubled with the smell or ingestion of marijuana from others that might want to use in our parks. So we'll be restricting that. It passed unanimously. It'll come up to the full it passed unanimously in our committees, and it'll come up in our full legislative session on April 26th, which I suspect it'll enjoy a full complement of the entire body to support its implementation.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to say that, we have to take a quick break. But Celia, you are a true advocate in housing, education. I mean, the list goes on and on. So it's just wonderful to have you on. And
yeah, we have to have Celia back on to talk about housing, because John and I off air always talk about your work with the housing.
So. I would love to. I would love to.
So we unfortunately have to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Project Independence and You.
Thank you.